Okay. Slichos is this Motzei Shabbos. So I want to discuss something that has been a point of discussion in Eretz Yisrael for the last year and kind of see what the different approaches are, and that is the issue of musical slichos, or slichos that have a concert-like aspect to it, guitars and drums and all types of singing and dancing, and whether that is something within the spirit of the law or the letter of the law, as it comes to the recitation of slichos. One of the jokes that were passed around last year was the story of a young boy who walked into shul on Motzei Shabbos to say slichos, and he came into the shul and he saw a man with a flute and another man with a guitar, another man with drums, and he was so overcome, he felt inferior that he wasn't able to say slichos in such a manner with instruments and beautiful percussions and string instruments and things like that. And he took, all he had with him was his regular, worn copy of Slichos, and little boy comes to sit in the shul, and as the chazan begins, an uplifting niggin, the boy takes his worn-out Slichos, and he begins to cry and just begins to say the words of Slichos. And the rabbi comes over, and he sees the tears in the boy's face, and he says, my child, what's bothering you? And the boy says, then he looks to the man with the guitar, and he looks at the man with the flute and the man with the drums, and he says, I don't know how to play the flute. I don't know how to play the guitar. I don't know how to play the drums. And I'm a simple boy. I can't do these things. All I can sit here is read the words of the Slichos and cry out to Hashem. And the child began to read the Slichos, and the words of the Slichos went up to Shemayim, and the rabbi looked at the young boy and said, ah, it's in the Zechus of his Slichos that our tefillos are answered, which is obviously a joke on the famous story of the Baal Shem Tov and the boy who played the flute. The point being that Slichos is the Iker, and the other things seem to be tangential, but they seem to be coming the Iker. In response, perhaps in light of that joke, so last year, Erev Slichos Tavshin Pei Beis, a kol kore, a letter was printed in the Yated in Eretz Yisrael, signed by Rav Yehuda Silman, Rav Sariel Rosenberg, Rav Tzvi Weber, Yitzhak Mordechai Cohen Rubin, the author of the Orach HaShabbos, and I think it's Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein, if that's the name on the bottom, I can't read it exactly, but another Azam Gadol. Now, just before we read it, these four Rabbanim are not Rabbanim who just sign every single piece of paper that comes in front of them. These are generally Rabbanim who do not speak out that often. But in this letter that they wrote last year, Erev Slichos, they said as follows, Harenu bezeodos osam haportsim geder l'shanos la'afochas ha'mamadim ha'kadoshim shol tzvila slichos. This is regarding those people who are going against, they're breaking through the fence, they're changing those occasions of the holy occasions of slichos, li'ruah shel bilu u'mekaimim arve slichos. They turn into a concert, slichos, into some sort of an evening of slichos. B'shtatfus izmarim, it's izmoros, with music and choirs, heim bebatzei knesses, veheim bechutzos kirya, in shul, or sometimes outside, asher tachas lakayim, zochlim veroadim miyom boecha. Hovchem es mamad atfil. They were supposed to be, shaking on this very serious day, and they turn this time of tefillin bakasha shabo b'chol kilos Yisrael miskavninim umiskarvin l'me'adin, as we're preparing for the day of judgment, l'mofa musicali, to a musical experience, tochede heres mesoros Yisrael saba, which is against and destroying the traditions of the Jewish people. Karim anu bezeh hein lamarganim. We ask, we call out to those who organize these. Vein labali tefillah, and the people who are davening there. Bizmarim lachdob m'asem, to please stop this. Vein l'tzibur shiecha lo lefrotz chas v'shal m'priyatzos b'karim beis Yisrael. And to the tzibur, to the congregation, to the balabatim, please don't and make such a break in the tradition of the Jewish people. Ubizchus ha'amida ha'itzna al shmiras kodesh Yisrael, and in the merit of standing and holding, being shomer, keeping the traditions of the holy Jewish people, yavarchu kulam b'ksiva v'chasim atova, we shall all be blessed with the ksiva v'chasim atova, l'chol tzuva l'rov nachas kol yamin, with goodness for all the rest of the days. Now, this is not, it's not fire and brimstone. They're making a request. They feel that this is not in line, and it's incongruous with the traditions of how slichos should be said. And we want to discuss tonight, is that the case? What does that say about the reality of slichos? Before we get that, we need to review a different halacha first. We've discussed this in the past, so we're just going to do a quick review right now. And that is the question of, in general, bringing instruments into the shul. is one allowed to play musical instruments in the shul, in the davening, in tefillah? So we discussed this some time ago, but just a quick review. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Lamed Ches in Hilchos Shabbos about making music on Shabbos, and the Mechaber says that there's a heter for a guy to play music for a celebration on Shabbos of a chuppah that took place before Shabbos, because it's the Kavod Chasen V'Kala. They get married Erev Shabbos, and then they would pay a guy to play music for Simchas Chasen V'Kala Friday night. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in all those circumstances, you can't have a guy play music for you on Shabbos. And he cites the tshuva of the Ma'ari Asad, who quotes the tshuva of Rav Mordechai Benet, who says it's usher to have a guy play music for us during davening on Shabbos, and he says there's no mitzvah to have music during tefillah, and the shvus, the derabanan of playing music with instruments, is very chamer, it's a very serious thing, and therefore we're not so lenient, even makom mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah cites tshuvas chsam sover and chelik vav. He brings proof to show that it's usher to play music in shul during davening, even during the week. Not only is it a Shabbos issue, but to have instruments even during the week is a problem as well. So the Chassam Sofer says two things. He says, first of all, it's Chukas HaGayim, who would use instruments in their Avodah Zarah. They would only use these organs in their churches, and they wouldn't be found anywhere else. And therefore, an organ, specifically, or a flute, which is like a mini organ, the Chassam Sofer was against that for that reason. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer, specifically an organ, but no instruments as well. And then he goes on to say, from the days of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it's been usher to use instruments for Inyane Gavoa, for holy things. We only use our mouths. We don't use instruments, which are besume kala. They sweeten the sound. It's an incorrect use of simcha to use instruments in a mikdash ma'at, where we're not able to use instruments in the real Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. We don't use instruments in shul. Comes the Tshuvas Teichemed, Marechas Beis HaKnesses, and he cites the Tshuvas Leiv Chaim, or Chaim Palaji, who's also Machmer. Now, you'll say, he's probably just like the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was responding to the reform, but that's not true. Rav Chaim Palazi was in Izmir. There was no reform, and it was before all this, so he's not tainted by any discussion of reform. He says that it's charitable to change the minhag. He says he turns to the issue of music in shul, and he says that the music in shul, people say, enhances the davening. If we have instruments during the davening, it will enhance it. And it's true that music we use to accompany korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and that should be an argument against music nowadays. Because when in history was music accompanied into tefillah? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But we don't find that any of the Nevi'im incorporated music into the davening. They had instruments. Why didn't the Nevi'im say we should use instruments in davening? Now, we don't see anything resembling that from the Gemara or the Rishonim, even though we do plenty of things, Zechel HaMikdash. But nowhere do we find anywhere someone saying we should really have drums during davening. We see it's simply not the minhag. And he says, well, which is it? Should davening be in joy or should it be with yira? Is it simcha or yira? So the Leiv Chaim says both. We should be happy that we have the privilege to speak directly to the melech, but when approaching the melech, we do so be'ema v'yira with trepidation, and therefore instrumental music has no place in tefillah. And any practice that mixes such music with tefillah must come from mistaken chazanim, mistaken balabatim, and we don't have instruments during davening. Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss and Chelakei is also quite machlech l'Chassam Sofer. Tshuvas Mishpatei Uziel adds another reason to the problem of playing instruments and during davening. He says that playing instruments during avoda and our tefillah while outside the Beis HaMikdash is a violation of avoda chutz the Beis HaMikdash. It's like performing the services outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's a very big chiddush. But again, he says that it's problematic as well. So most poskim clearly say, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chassam Sofer, Mishpatei Uziel, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Sei Chemed, one does not have instruments during davening, even during the week. There was a famous minhag in Prague, that the basin of Prague, and this is recorded in the Sefer Minhagei Yisrael and Chelek Dalid, did allow some music in their shul, but it's clear from Rav David C. Hoffman, Tshuvas Melamed Lowell, from the contemporary poskim, that the instruments really have no place in tefillah, and even halal on Rosh Chodesh, whatever it may be. Rav Kook says the same thing in Tshuvas Aruch Mishpat, Shadavar Shava B'Yisrael B'Tziburim Rabim, Ein Lasum Tzibur Liparei L'Shanos, this is not the minhag of Klal Yisrael, no instruments during davening. In the Sefer Halacha Brura, from Rav David Yosef, Rav Avad Yosef Son Chelek, in Simon Kufnan Aleph, he says the issue of having instruments during non-tefillah times is if it's kavua, because that's what the Reform and Conservative wanted to do to follow Chukos HaGayim. But he says if there's a simcha shal mitzvah in the shul, there's a simcha space, a shoeva or a siyam, but it's not tefillah. It's just there's a simcha, that's fine to have instruments in shul because it's not being done in the aspect of tefillah, and that is okay. As long as it leads to schok and kalas rosh. That is a summary of the sug of instruments in shul, which again would call into question if one wants to bring instruments to slichos, that would seem to probably fall into the category of tefillah. Slichos, we begin with Ashrei, we say Kaddish, Asim puts on a talis. For all intents and purposes, slichos, certainly not fast day slichos, but Yom Ha'Raim slichos is very much in the category of tefillah. Now we say slichos at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the Ran says, by all of the Yom Tovim, it says, v'hikravtem ola, you offer an ola. By Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says, v'asisem, you should make the ola. So the Ran says what it means is we make ourselves the ola. We offer ourselves up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to become closer to Hashem. And the Ran explains, for this reason, a korban needs 4 days of bikur, 4 days of examination, and we have to wait 4 days as well. It's a serious time. We're bringing ourselves as a korban before Hashem. Look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafkuf Pei Aleph. Mayom echad shavua shalafanu. Mishum shahar beinagim lisanos asara yamim. People fast during these days until Yom Kippur. Ul olam yichsru dal yamim. But we can't fast on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the two Shabbases in between. And therefore, we want to have 4 days beforehand of tshuva. L'chein sarich lahashlim dal yamim kodem Rosh Hashanah. We make up 4 days of slichos. Ukadeshia yom mesuyom lahaschala tignu yom rishon b'chol pam v'o tam shekavu dal yom shekim asinu b'karbonos. We also have 4 days because of the bikur karbonos to make sure there's no mum. V'chol karbonos pashas pinchas v'hikravtimo l'Rosh Hashanah v'asisam ola l'lamed shev Rosh Hashanah yasa atzmo adam atzmo kilu makriv es atzmo v'chein kavu dal yom l'vakir mumei chatov v'shuv alayam. Look at how the Mishnah Berurah describes what slichos are supposed to be. It's a time of trepidation. It's a time of seriousness. There's a sense of awe that we are being inspected by a Kadosh Baruch Hu during this time. And one could argue, and we're arguing the side right now of the Machmirim. We'll get to the Mekilim in a moment. But if we're going to argue the side of the Machmirim, if somebody had a Din Torah, somebody had a court case, $50,000 was on the line, $100,000 on the line, we would be prepared. We would be getting worried. We'd be taking it very seriously. We would speak with lawyers, consult about the best way to make sure that would be successful. And when it comes to Yom Ha'Raim, much more is on the line. It's our parents, it's our children, families, parnasa, health, everything is on the line during the Yom Ha'Raim. The entire world has so much at stake. Could you imagine if a person had a Din Torah, a lot of money on the line, and beforehand they got together to have a kumzitz? It's a strange thing. That this is how one prepares for something that has such a level of seriousness and such a level of awe and trepidation. Similarly, recently, Reb Ben Sion Mutzafi, who's one of the Sfardi Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he was asked by somebody regarding musical slichos, and he said, "Slichos im kol negina, im klei negina, slichos with musical instruments." It's like eating meat and milk together. We say slichos to awaken the mercy of the heavens upon us. For lo shmiya musica, but it's not for listening to music. To do things that are, you know, so frivolous. It's embarrassing. Who trample over slichos. And they're using it for their voice and things like that. The Pelayoites, Rabbi Ezra Papo, who I promise you do not have musical slichos in his community, but in the Pelayoites under the Erech of Rosh Hashanah, he writes something that is important regarding this discussion. He says, Shaharei Amru Medrash, the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Shalu Malachi Asharz Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels asked Hashem, why don't we say Hala in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar lahem, Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Mesim Pesuchim lifnei lefanai v'heim yomru Halal. The books of life and death are before me, and they should say Halal. Don minei kal v'chomer l'inyan zeh. Says the Pelayoites. Let's extrapolate from here. Ki lo tov hachazon l'haros kalos b'melu. This is not time to show off beautiful singing during this time. Rakis palu be kavana gadola. The point is to daven with kavana, b'achna rabba, with great humility, b'kol bochim, with crying, b'noam siach, with pleasantness, b'safa berur os b'os, to say and daven clearly, teva b'teva b'diktuk atzum kadas mal asos, and looking at every single letter and word to make sure it comes out properly. V'lo yifnu al rahavim lomar, bina hagigi, ki chagim ha-mo'adim l'chud, v'yamei din l'chud. There's chagim ha-mo'adim, there's yam tovim, and singing and dancing, and there's a yamei din, and that should have a different atmosphere. Says the Peleoites, the atmosphere that comes with the simchas beis ha-shoeva, with the kumzitz of sitting in a sukkah, is not the same thing. Chagim are one thing, and yom norayim are something else. And the atmosphere of how we approach it should be reflected in that as well. It's true that music creates emotion, but Rabbi Soloveitchik would often write in his essays and his speeches that the main thing has to be the tochen, the content, and not the emotion that comes with it. There's a content that comes along here. An emotion comes after the kavana. First one has a kavana, one has a sense of what they're doing, and the emotion is built upon that sense and understanding of what's going on. Look over here, this is Rav Avadya Yosef in the Chazon Avadya in the Yom Narayim. He describes the feelings and the emotions that one should experience during slichos. Iker amiras haslichos tzricha liyos bekavana. Slichos should be said with concentration, benachas v'miton, carefully and slowly, b'achna yisera, with humility, v'pradah yigam amidos, especially when saying the yigam amidos, k'moshe kosu b'mishle, tachanunim yidaber rush, that the poor man speaks with supplication. V'yeshul havin mashem osim v'pif, you have to understand what you're saying, b'lev nishbar v'nidcha, with a broken heart and humbled. And people say, Anenu avinu anenu, v'aseleman shemecha, b'mehiras rabba v'chavsa. And they rush through it so quickly. Lo yafosim, it's not proper. V'tzarech levatel min agam lo amram b'mitzum, they have to say it slowly. Eile sha'onsim asam min ashena. He says, people who force themselves to not sleep, ubayim lebeis haknesses, and they come to shul, lashmiya b'marim kolam, and they raise their voice, b'kol rina, and they sing, v'omrim slichos b'kol ram, v'nasa k'derech shesharim piyutim nigonos, and they sing all the piyutim nicely, and they sing all the songs, all the famous parts with the tunes beautifully, hareihem k'yorshim tarte gehenim. He says, they're going to inherit twice gehenim. Shema avdim she'nasam lo to'elas. He says, first of all, they woke themselves up from sleep for no reason. It's called slichos, not tsa'akos, screaming. Meaning, the point is to say it properly, not to raise your voice loud and to draw a lot of attention. It's called slichos, not tsa'akos, says Rav Avadya Yosef. And that's how we should approach it as well. However, not everybody says that it's problematic. You have over here Rav Meir Mazuz, one of the great Sephardi poskim alive in Arsal nowadays, in the Sefer Makor Ne'aman in Chelek Beis, in Simon Tuf Tzadi Aleph 491. She'ela, Hayim roi la roch slichos belivoy klinagin, is a prop to have slichos with musical accompaniment. Shuva, Afshar, perhaps. Ubilvad shetiyeh negina merageshes v'shuveras halev v'lo rashanis. It has to be pleasant songs that move the heart, and it shouldn't just be to make noise, as long as it's done with proper respect and without making a scene. This year, if you see from the letter in front of you, I know it's small, but if you see the letter in front of you, this is a letter that was published by Rav David Lau, Rav HaRashi. It says, Chof Av, Tufshin Pei Gimel, the 7th of August, so just a month ago. Rav David Lau wrote the following letter. Let's read what he says, and we'll try to make sense of it. He says, whoever published the letter crossed out the name, so we don't know who the questioner is. It just says, Shalom uvracha. She'ilas chacham chatzin shuva. Atam orer es hayadua shelefi minhagi b'nei Ashkenaz. You know that Ashkenazim, ha'erev rishon, on Sunday night, and on Moshe Shabbos, ha'poseach ha'satfilos miyuchados shelayamim norim, we open up the tefilos of the norim, Ze'erev ba'omrim slichos rishonos, we say the first slichos. Amnam, kvar mirosh chodesh elo, noagim lomar, es perach of zayin, we say already chapter 27 of Tehillim, l'david Hashem uri v'yishi. B'sofa tefila, at the end of davening, l'ashmi es kol ha-shofar, and we sound the shofar. Ulam ha-tefila ha-rishona, shel aviras hayamim, zu tefila slichos rishonos. But really, we all know that the first thing, when you hear that niggun of Ashrei,
That opening ashrei in that kaddish, that is what really begins for us the feeling of the Yom Narayim. Hatorafah hazu shel shiluv slichos im kli negina eina chatasha v'hi kayamas. He says the occurrence of slichos with music, musical accompaniments, kumzitzes, things like that, is not new. It's been going on. Your question is it the right thing to do? He says, the best possible way is to say slichos in the classical way of Ashkenazim. That is the lichatchila thing to do, without instruments or any kumzitzes. As we said before, the main negina, the main instrument is our mouth, right? That's the last tehillim, right? Kol ha'neshama ta'alka. Out of all the instruments listed in Tehillim 1, Kuf Nun, the final one, the greatest of all of them, is the neshama, that which comes from the neshama and through our mouths. Ulam hayosh yeshnam mi shekli negila mosifim lahem tuchusha kisufim. But there are people who are moved by instruments, litfila, ein lemnoa es hadavar. I can't say that you shouldn't do it. It's not lechatchila, says Rav David Lau, but I can't say that it shouldn't be done. Yesh lahosif. Let me add. Shema avak shenohel zmanenu neged shiluv kli negila. The issue that people have against the instruments and the kumzitzes, hayi biglal shezeh haya ofen bo hispalu ha-reformim. That came from the fear of Reform Judaism. Shechdiru almanatim zarim, because they all types of new inventions, v'zu haisa tefila, b'knesio sim neginas ogev, and they had organs in their shuls. V'amru adavar mishum, and they said, v'chukoseim lo seilecho. Gedol Yisrael she'asru ha-knesis kli negina lebeis ha-knesis b'shabbos. The many rabbis forbade bringing in instruments into the shul on Shabbos, uvimoyu yantif, asru, gamim again, even if the person playing the music was not Jewish. Heim ro bekach heres mechomas hadas. They saw this as a destruction of the religious fortification. Ulam hagon of David Sihoff, the Sefer Shuvas and Lam and Lahoel, Dan Beshela. Mahadin b'yamosachol. What about during the week? Rav David Hoffman was asked. Ubein shar devar, amongst his words, who may be ke'elah shetiru es hadavar. He notes that those who do allow it. That's the Beis Din of Prague. Ubeinayam a dayane Beis Din b'Prague. Who af hayamosif shenagu b'kila samlechen b'kli zemer b'kabal Shabbos. And they would stop. They would play Arab Shabbos. They would stop a half hour before Baruch Hu. Hayom hadavar nishtaka v'lo nira shelivu emiras haslichos im neginos gitarios ukinor ishmi shumin hagigoyim. He says, you cannot make the argument nowadays that slichos with a guitar and a violin is going to be chukoseim lo seilecho, that it's a goyish thing. Kimisoras hadoros ugav ne'asor gam hayom b'shal chukos hagayim. An organ, an orthodox shul with an organ is pretty funny looking thing. I don't think anybody would be too comfortable with that. Aval sharkli nagina afshar later. Other instruments are okay. Yitain Hashem tefilas Am Yisrael ya'alu l'ratzon lifnei Shema tefila. Hashem should have the tefilas of Am Yisrael go up and be accepted before he who listens to our tefilos. V'yuna mereinu v'hagon libeinu l'ratzon lifnei Adon Hakol. And our words should go before Hashem. And he wishes him a ksiva chasima tova. And he signs as the chief rabbi. So David Lau says, l'chadchila, not the best thing. It's not the way slichos have been said. It's not the way slichos really should be said in the best form. But for those who do it, can't say it's usher. And if they're motivated and they're moved by it, so then perhaps that's good for them. So I just want to be, down the kaf sechus and then make a suggestion and we'll draw to a close. Musical slichos is a phenomenon. It's something that has occurred recently. The issue is that there are thousands of frum people who go and are attracted, and this is interesting to them. And it's something that... it does speak to them. Because they're trying to choose something to bring them close to Hashem. For whatever reason, slichos in the classical sense are not speaking to them, and it's not interesting to them. And it may be for some people, yes, it becomes a party and it becomes a scene, but for thousands of people, something that has those instruments is something that's meaningful to them and something that speaks to them. And they're trying to have some sort of experience that will bring a connection to their heart. So, chas v'shalom to, speak against anybody who is doing it and feels drawn to it, but
perhaps we could make the suggestion that the answer is not to change or to update slichos, but it's to prepare for slichos, to learn slichos, to pay attention to the words. The words of slichos are so beautiful, and they are so moving. There's enough, you know, English translations out there, whatever your preferred version is. They are so moving. They are so beautiful that instead of taking slichos and, you know, taking them, you know, to the street, we should be lifting ourselves up to the slichos themselves and learning to be inspired by them and learning to take the words of Chazal and the Rishonim. And because Chazal and the Rishonim, there are a path. There are paths to do tshuva and to follow in that path. So chas v'shalom to be mazals and anybody who feels motivated, inspired to go to such an event, to kozins beforehand, to kozins during, guitars, whatever it may be. But perhaps we could suggest that if a person is able to, and they have the kochos to prepare for slichos, say it slowly, find a minyan that says it in a way, benachas, in a careful way, and they'll see that the words of slichos can be something that are very moving, and it puts a person in the correct mind frame for the Yom Narayim, and not something that takes away from what the Yemei Adin are supposed to be.